73.0 EDG 011707202060921 Audio. Let's start simply. Whether you're an expert or not, none of the choices concerning space are easy. As mentioned in section 72.0, two options are on the table for launching one of the modules into space. But why just one? This small company, SSV, has billions of dollars in revenue. My logic dictates that we should start by sending a prototype, including the shape, weight, and logistical strategy for deploying the booster rockets. If my wallet were at stake, I would demand this without hesitation. Would you? Here, I'm thinking of two possible options for sending a module into space. Yes, there are others, but for now, without going into all the details, I believe these two options deserve analysis. The first option is to have booster tanks, a bit like the space shuttle, around the perimeter of the module. This obviously implies large engines, comparable to the Saturn V rocket, to launch the module. But then, why external tanks? Simply for the internal clearance of the rocket, which will be transformed into a module. A novice decision has already been made regarding the engines, and there's no question of replacing them in space. These modules will have unimaginable power, and I don't know if it's truly possible to calculate the speed the SSV could reach with four of these modules and the ground-based launch engines. One of the problems with this option lies in the lack of flexibility in the power output of the engines to be installed on the module. In short, we would have an engine section of the module rocket and jettisonable booster tanks to launch it into space. A second option would be to replace the tanks directly with booster rockets. This option offers the advantage of more flexible engine power, which will be defined by space specialists. In short, more flexibility for adjusting the power output. Here I'm going to explain a term that no one is going to like. My intuition tells me to focus my efforts on the second option. In these short paragraphs, it's impossible for me to explain each of the variables that can influence certain decisions. However, one of the first variables is the absence of other variables. You now know why I used this word, which normally shouldn't belong in this discussion. That word is intuition. This text isn't finished, however, I'm allowing myself a little more time to reflect, to delve a little deeper into a subject I'm not familiar with. Each of these options offers, at the very least, the elimination of the need for internal clearance from oversized fuel tanks for rockets that will be converted into modules in space. I've made my position, and you? Be warned, your decision will involve millions of dollars, and you can't afford to make a mistake. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. We are currently on July 17, 2026.